This week's parsha, the first part of this parsha is the halacha of paraduma, and then right after that we have vayavo bnei Yisrael kolay dam vartin b'chodesh harishon vayishom kadesh v'tama sham miriam v'tikaver sham. And Rashi quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Chav Ches. Why is the death of Miriam right after paraduma? And he quotes Kashem Shaparaduma Mechaperis or Kashem Shakarbonus Mechaprim, Kach Misa Tzadikim Mechaperis. We learn from this Smichos Parshios that the death of Tzadikim is Mechaper, just like the Karbonos, just like the Paraduma. And all the Achronim ask on Rashi and on the Gemara, if we want to learn that Misa Tzadikim is Mechaperis, we know what's classically Mechaper. I mean, karbanos, like real karbanos, like an actual chatas or an asham or etc. Why didn't the Torah just put the misa of a tzaddik next to an actual regular mechaper karban? And that would have said very clearly, misa tzaddik is mechaperis. So there are many answers to this. The Sifsei Chacham right here gives a very adequate technical answer. He says, no, the chiddush is that misa tzaddik is mechaper, even though it's not a karban. So therefore, the Torah put next to paraduma. Paraduma is not a real karbon, but it's still mechaper. So too, you see that even things that aren't real karbonos could be mechaper. So too, misa tzadikim is mechaper. But the Derech Drush, these very nice vart pointed out by a few achronim, including Rav Mordechai Ilan, the Baal Knesset Harishonim on Kodshim, in his Sefer, I think it's called Mikdash Mordechai of Drushim al Torah. He says, what's specific and unique about paraduma? So we all know the most famous attribute of paraduma is that it's metaris atameim u metahir es ha-tehorim, right? That it's, if I sprinkle on you, okay, without getting into the details, you're go from tuma to tara, but the person who does all the work to burn it and prepare it and to sprinkle it, etc., to make you tahor, goes from tara to tuma. So says the Baal Knesset Harishonim, he says that's exactly the Torah is trying to promise to us. What's a real tzaddik who's a mechaper in the door? Someone who says, I want to be metar the whole, I want to do everything to fix the whole door, but I'm not willing to give anything up myself. So that's not like Miriam. That's not mis tzaddik mechaperes. That's not the kind of tzaddik who really has an effect, who really saves the world. A tzaddik has to learn from paraduma that for a tzaddik really to be moser nefesh, not have to be moser guf. Tzaddik also is moser nefesh, someone who's willing to sacrifice their own ruchnius, and they could learn better on their own, and they could daven better someplace else, and they could do a lot better without being dragged down by trying to influence everyone else. But if they're not only willing to sacrifice their time and money, if they're willing to sacrifice some of their ruchnius to help Klal Yisrael, like the paraduma and Torah's Merame, is that that's the kind of tzaddik that Bein Bechayim, Bein Misasan, is mechaper on Klal Yisrael, is following in the derech of Miriam Hanavi. Shabbat Shalom.